Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is September 2, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Chinese video sharing platform Kuaishou continues investing in live streaming e-commerce. Incom, U.S. challenger bank current to support cash deposits at over 60,000 retail locations. Walmart sells shoes.com and bare necessities. Holy Prime app launches to support retail in the UK. Amex adds pay over time to business cards, for payment flexibility. Emberse, MasterCard develop capabilities to streamline Amazon business purchase expenses. Spotify Premium Trusts D-Local to offer new payment alternatives in LATAM. MasterCard expands installment offerings through global partnerships. Now let's get started. Chinese video sharing platform Kuaishou continues investing in live streaming e-commerce. China-based video sharing platform Kuaishou has announced it will launch an incubation plan to boost its e-commerce business. It aims to help more than 100,000 new businesses achieve 1 million Chinese yuan, $146,000 in annual sales on its platform, according to a statement. It will also build over 100 related industrial bases across China, train over 10,000 live streamers, and host more than 1 million e-commerce live streaming sessions during the period. The development comes after Kuaishou announced in June 2020 that it would invest $439 million to build a live streaming e-commerce headquarters in Chengdu, the capital of China's Sichuan province. The company aims to use it as the base of multi-channel networks, online celebrities, and brand owners. The company claims to have more than 100 million daily active users for its e-commerce services, nearly 45% of whom are based in first and second tier cities. Incom, U.S. challenger bank current to support cash deposits at over 60,000 retail locations. Incom has teamed up with Current, a U.S.-based challenger bank, to support bank members to make cash deposits to their bank accounts at large brick-and-mortar retail chains across the country. The ability to make cash deposits was the most requested product feature in a recent survey conducted with Current's 1.4 million members, according to the official press release. This new feature will enable Current members to deposit cash to their accounts at retail chains across the country including 7-Eleven, Dollar General, and Family Dollar. This cash deposit solution is powered by Incom's vanilla Direct TM platform, which delivers a barcode via the Current mobile app that users scan at the register of participating vanilla direct retailers to instantly deposit cash to their accounts. Incom is a payments technology company. This feature is now available to all Current customers and will roll out to approximately 60,000 participating retail locations in the vanilla Direct TM network by the end of 2020. Walmart sells shoes.com and bare necessities. Walmart has made deals to sell off two of its digital brands, shoes.com and bare necessities. According to Fasion United, Walmart initially acquired shoes.com for $9 million in 2017 and has recently sold it off to private equity company Critical Point Capital. Besides, Bare Necessities is also being sold to Israel-based company Delta Galil Industries. However, the details of the transaction have not been made public, as Walmart did not respond for comment. Moreover, Walmart has plans of restructuring its e-commerce business, being one of the retailers that strives during the COVID-19 pandemic, as the company has seen growth in its e-commerce sales due to consumers that spend more time online shopping. Additionally, Walmart has announced shutting down Jet.com in May 2020. Overall, although in the past Walmart was taking a major loss from its e-commerce operations, which became a source of tension behind the scenes, the company's recent Q2 results beat analyst expectations with sales increasing across the board, Fashion United reported. Holy Prime app launches to support retail in the UK. The Holy Prime shopping app has launched in the UK to support growth in post-lockdown retail sales. According to the press release, Singapore-based Holy Prime is a new global members-only shopping app that offers users a zero-markup pricing model where users only pay for the production cost on millions of products as set by the manufacturer and not for subsequent distribution and marketing costs that consumers usually have to stomach. The app is available on both Android and iOS and works by connecting members with over 100,000 manufacturers from across the globe. Besides, it offers them access to millions of modern consumer fashion and lifestyle products across a wide range of categories, including clothing, home and living, beauty and grooming, gadget and fashion accessories, automotive accessories, and office stationery. Moreover, members of Holy Prime also benefit from 24/7 customer service support and access to over a million products that are all subject to Prime benefits, including priority packaging, fast delivery, and Air Express delivery. A range of low-cost flexible membership plans are available starting at 50 British pence for the first month. Amex adds pay over time to business cards, for payment flexibility. American Express has announced plans to embed pay over time in their family of green, gold, and platinum business cards, to help customers meet their cash flow management needs. The plan will be rolled out at the start of their November 2020 billing cycle and will apply to both new and existing card members. Pay over time gives business owners the option to either carry a balance with interest on eligible purchases of US$100 or more, or to pay the balance in full. These cards will continue to have no preset spending limit, tailored to each customer, and card members can turn the pay over time feature off and back on at their discretion, giving them control of how they want to pay. The cards company has offered pay over time as an opt-in feature for many years, and they have seen 55% of existing business card members choose this option, with the majority using it to ramp up inventory for busy seasons, or when they are waiting on an incoming payment, or to buy in bulk for a discount. In recent years, Amex customers said that they would like to have this payment flexibility feature available from day one of membership, as it helps them better manage evolving cash flow needs, according to the official press release. For example, a restaurant business impacted by the COVID-19 crisis could use the pay over time feature on their business gold card to stock up on technology and supplies to meet the growing demand of online and takeout orders. Embers, MasterCard develop capabilities to streamline Amazon business purchase expenses. Embers has announced a new benefit for Amazon business customers, thanks to a new integrated solution for MasterCard corporate cardholders. According to the press release, Amazon Business launched new features and benefits tailored to the needs of businesses. Therefore, MasterCard corporate cardholders can now benefit from automated receipt generation and itemization of their expenses within their Embers expense automation solution. Amazon Business customers previously had to upload purchase e-receipts into their expense solution and, if their employer required line item breakdowns of purchases, they also had to manually create an expense item for each product. E-receipts then needed to be reconciled with corporate credit cards. Leveraging merchant level 3 card transaction data eliminates the need for Amazon Business customers to manually submit their receipt to their expense management solution, following the purchase click on the Amazon Business site. Furthermore, the integrated solution automatically renders e-receipts directly in the customer's receipt wallet within the expense solution. Once in the receipt wallet, each transaction is automatically parsed into individual line items and categorized based on the customer's purchasing history and company policies. This eliminates the need for customers to manually enter each product as a single expense and provides line item clarity for administrators to ensure that the spend is compliant. Spotify Premium trusts dLocal to offer new payment alternatives in LATAM. dLocal has announced that it is enabling new payment methods for Spotify Premium customers in LATAM through the use of its payments platform. According to the press release, with the expansion of alternative payment methods, Spotify will increase accessibility in the LATAM market, where 63% of the population is unbanked and more than 90% do not have a credit card. Therefore, during the collaboration, dLocal will offer alternatives that facilitate access and improve the payment experience of Spotify Premium. By leveraging dLocal's 360 payment platform, Spotify reduces friction from the checkout experience through online bank transfers and cash payments through online codes, vouchers, allowing users, regardless of their banking level, to enjoy all the benefits of Spotify Premium. Furthermore, Spotify Premium users wishing to pay in cash for their individual plan can do so through Rapapago or Pagofácil points in Argentina, Servapag in Chile, Boleto or Efecti points in Colombia, Oxxo Pay in Mexico, and Pago Efectivo in Peru. Additionally, users who do not want to commit to a Spotify Premium subscription have the option to choose the prepaid payment method, where they can pay for 1, 3, 6, or 12-month plans with cash or bank transfer. Spotify has also enabled bank transfer with WebPay in Chile and PSE in Colombia through dLocal's Payin solution. MasterCard expands installment offerings through global partnerships. MasterCard has partnered with TSYS to enable consumers to use their MasterCard to split transactions into installments before, during, or after checkout. According to the press release, the new partnership complements MasterCard's comprehensive suite of merchant offerings through API-based solutions, commercial partnerships, and acquisitions across the globe. The initiative comes as 3 out of 4 Americans who have tried installment plans for the first time during the pandemic plan continue using them after it is over, indicating the desire for solutions that empower consumers as paramount. The suite of MasterCard installment offerings includes pre-sale. Consumers can predetermine to spread payments over time for specified dollar thresholds and spend categories such as home improvement purchases over $500 or can arrange automatic installments for chosen retailers. Point of sale. Consumers can receive notifications while shopping, enabling them to purchase goods on an installment plan integrated with their card. In addition, MasterCard's near real-time capabilities allow cardholders to move their purchase to an installment plan moments after the purchase is complete without the lift of merchant integration. Post-sale, shoppers may choose an installment plan presented by their issuing bank after a purchase is complete, enabled through the new TSYS partnership using the TSYS digital engagement platform. Overall, as installments take hold across the globe, MasterCard is delivering customized, in-market solutions that meet the unique needs of shoppers in every region. This includes a global partnership with Splitit in multiple markets around the world to deliver a way to enable merchants to deliver card installments at checkout and online, to work in Europe where MasterCard and Devito have partnered to provide instant access to credit through a paperless and omnichannel experience. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.